You're listening to the AISTS Master of Sports Administration podcast, created by Dr. Boris Gojanovich as part of the program Sports Medicine Module. In this series, we attempt to discover, understand, and debate the important issues in the world of sports medicine.
Hello, friends. Welcome to your program, Sport Point, where we combine news, updates, and curiosity from the amazing world of sports. My name is Gustavo, and today we will talk about sports medicine. Yes, friends, today is time for science. A bit away from Benzema and Rihanna love story, Mayweather's new cars, or LeBron James' role in Space Jam 2. Have you ever used ice to treat an injury? Well, today we will talk about cryotherapy, which is as simple as the local or general use of low temperature in medical therapy. But to discuss its use in sports, we will invite the Dr. Fabio Franceschi, specialist in cryotherapy in sports. Welcome to Sports Point, Dr. Fabio. Can you tell us more about cryotherapy?
Certainly, dear Gustavo. Well, as you mentioned, cryotherapy is the procedure used to destroy tissue of both benign and malignant lesions by the freezing and rethawing process. The main goal of this procedure is to reduce inflammation and swellings and decrease pain and spasm. From the 70s, it's an important aspect of the soft tissue injuries treatment. Currently, ice treatment is an important part of the police protocol: protection, optimal loading, ice, compression, and elevation. Let's take an example. Let's say you're exercising and you sprain your knee. You've got aches and pains inside of that knee. And on that eroded surface, the blood vessels of that painful limb begin to swell. And as those vessels swell a little bit, they will release chemicals. And the tissues underneath, next to it, influenced by those white blood cells that spread across and release chemicals that will cause inflammation and irritation, almost like a scratchy feeling. Now, that swelling can be addressed if you cool the joint. When you cool the joint, you shrink the blood vessels. And by shrinking the blood vessels, when they get smaller, it's harder for the white blood cells to escape. You have less swelling, therefore, in the tissues around it, less chemicals released into the joint space, and less aches and pains overall. It also affects the nerves. Because the nerves get cold, they stop sensing pains, and that influences, of course, how your body will sense whatever is going on there. So the perception of a better recovery is also a major asset of cryotherapy, as analyzed in a French study led by Professor Pounneau from the INSEP Institute, published in 2011 in the PLOS ONE scientific journal.
Thank you for your comments, Dr. Fabio. Very interesting information. Now we will open our telephone lines. You can call us at 0800 SportsCell and we will answer whatever doubt you may have regarding this topic. We have already one call from a certain Wilson from Denmark. Well, probably is a runner and has some question for us.
Hello, guys. I have indeed short question. I was fairly decent runner in the past, and when I see those young athletes nowadays, I believe I can still compete and beat them. So I recently resumed intensive training, but to do so, I feel extremely tired. Will cryotherapy help me to carry on high intensity training?
Well, Wilson, cryotherapy can definitely help you in that perspective. In terms of pain reduction, nerve cells in the shoulder area will cause nearby blood vessels to constrict, that's vasoconstriction, leading to a reduction of blood flow to the injured site, which will moderate your pain. In terms of injury or overuse, your body immediately triggers an inflammatory response, such as increased blood flow or edema in the soft tissue injury site. To fight against that, cryotherapy can greatly help you by controlling the swelling. Likewise, if some injuries require you to take pain medications, this process can help you to spend less time on pain meds, which can also be beneficial for your training. So, as a conclusion, cryotherapy can definitely accelerate your healing process by promoting faster muscle regeneration from injuries and quicker recuperation from fatigue.
Thank you for your answer, Dr. Fabio. We have another call from Scott, a fanatic bike rider from South Africa.
Hey guys, I have an urgent question. When riding down the Galibier during my training, I fell down at high speed. I'm happy to still be alive, but besides some skin burns, I broke my clavicle and my scaphoid, and I dislocated my shoulder, and I have a deltoid muscle strain. Not that I feel desperate or anything, but could cryotherapy help my recovery? Thanks.
Well, Scott, that's a pretty impressive collection of injuries that you got there. Glad you can still hold the phone. As I said, ice is a treatment recommended for the home care of many injuries, particularly ones caused by sports. But it's not a magic solution. Obviously, cryotherapy won't heal your fractures, I'm afraid. It is mainly used for pain relief, as stated earlier. A 2007 British study led by Professor Bailey, published in the Journal of Sports Science and Medicine, suggests that immersion does not lower athletes' levels of creatine kinase, which is often considered a signifier of muscle damage. Athletes who immerse themselves in ice after exercise usually feel better than those who don't, but the evidence suggests whole-body cryotherapy does not actually heal muscle injuries. As I said, the psychosomatic effect is important. There is still no scientific evidence except the perception of a better recovery.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, Dr. Fabio. We jump directly to another call. Hello, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Gustavo and Dr. Fabio. My name is Anne-Sophie and I was an Olympic sailor in the Beijing Olympic Games 2008. And I'm calling from Lausanne in Switzerland. Nowadays, I'm really into triathlons and I can tell you, training is quite intense. I was wondering how these machines actually work. Where can I do this treatment? Can I buy one to undergo that treatment at home? I heard that Cristiano Ronaldo have one in his house.
Hi, Anne-Sophie. Thank you for your call. I'm going to answer this question. Well, first, how it works? Cryotherapy uses liquid nitrogen to cool your body. The temperature of the chamber goes from minus 110 to minus 160 Celsius degree. It is recommended to stay in the chamber for 2 to 3 minutes. You are not in direct contact with the ice, so it cannot burn or damage your tissues, as the cold air expulsed is extremely dry. Now, cryotherapy chambers are very trendy. You can have a session in spa or fitness club for 90 Swiss francs. You can also buy one. It will cost you approximately 50,000 Swiss francs. There is also another technology, the cryosauna. Instead of a partial chamber, you will enter into a complete sealed room that will cool your entire body. And yes, dear Anso, Cristiano Ronaldo owns a cryo chamber. He got it in 2013, and since then, liquid nitrogen is delivered to his house. Thank you for your call. Please stay tuned with Sports Point. I think we have another call. This topic is hot, Dr. Fabio. Hi, my friend. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Gustavinho. My name is Mauricio. I'm from Brazil, but right now I'm calling you guys from Bali. So I do MMA, and for me, recovery is very important. But my girlfriend, you know, she's kind of worried about this procedure, if you know what I mean. What are the side effects of this cryotherapy? You know, I want to know what are the risks. Bro, I need to perform in the arena enough too, so you gotta help me here.
Thank you for your call, Mauricio. This procedure is considered as very safe. But remember, it's important to strictly follow the instructions before getting into the chamber. Nevertheless, I think there are some contraindications, right, doctor?
Indeed, Gustavo. For cryotherapy in general, it is not advised to use ice on injuries in the chest region, as in some instances this may cause a reaction in the muscles, bringing about angina pain, possibly from the constriction of coronary arteries. It is also important to highlight that it is not recommended for people with poor circulation and high blood pressure, as vasoconstriction will increase the pressure within the vessels. It's thought that there are almost no cryotherapy side effects. However, it's worth noting that following instructions is imperative. For example, one man forgot that his socks were damp with perspiration before entering the chamber, which resulted in external tissue damage. But don't worry, Mauricio, the procedure is very safe. Your girlfriend should therefore not worry too much.
Thank you, Mauricio, and thank you, Dr. Fabio, for this clear answer. Time's up, and it's time to say goodbye, friends. Thank you for your visit, Dr. Fabio.
You're welcome.
While waiting for our next program, remember to keep up with your sport passions and follow us on our social networks, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Au revoir.
Thanks for listening. If you've got questions or comments, share them directly on this track on the AISTS MSA SoundCloud page, or visit us at www.aists.org.